As we approach the tragic milestone of 1 million deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S., we wanted to bring you reflections from some of the people we've met over the past 2 years of this pandemic. A paramedic, a nurse, a single mom, a sister, a daughter, a student, all facing their own challenges and carrying their own hopes for what comes next.
I'm Adam Blyden. I'm a paramedic. I'm in Piermont, New York. And it's been 2 years, April of 2020, that we last spoke.
I'm Andrea Shiloh, and I live in Houston, Texas.
My name is Dave Caton. I'm a registered nurse. I live in Maple Grove, Minnesota.
My name is Lori Bebko, and I'm in Bradford, Pennsylvania.
My name is John Meng. I'm currently a business school student here at the University of Chicago.
My name is Yvette Paz. I live in Fresno, California, and I spoke to you in August of 2020.
I don't think a single one of us was ready for the cost of working through this. It's a hard job to begin with. Always wondering, you know, is this going to be the one that gets me? If every little cold, every little sneeze is going to lead to being out of work, to being laid up. Yeah, it's hard.
My brother, Charlie, who was developmentally delayed and autistic and immunocompromised due to diabetes, died on December 28th, 2020 of COVID. I got COVID. I was exposed when he got sick. It's so much worse than people understand. I think you have to go through it to really understand it.
A day doesn't go by that I don't think about COVID in some way or another. And oftentimes it's really in relation to how it's affected my mental state as well as my physical body.
Actually, was one of the very first cases that was reported here. It's almost like I don't recognize myself health-wise. Yes, I'm thankful. Yes, I'm grateful. But there also is a little bit of survivor's guilt that you get left with. You know, you think back and you think about how many moms, single moms just like me, are not here. How many parents and grandparents and even children, yes, children, they're not here anymore.
I started grad school and I ended up changing jobs from working in the intensive care unit to now working in surgery. There were other reasons that I left the intensive care unit as well. One of those was just this continuing feeling of trying to do more with less. And this is a feeling that I know that COVID definitely amplified.
I had been working really diligently to get my then 97-year-old mom vaccinated. She got her first dose of Moderna, and then 30 days later, her second. I felt like I had scored the winning touchdown at the Super Bowl. I had this odd sense of freedom.
I'm a guy in my 20s, and I've never had to deal with this kind of long-term lingering disease before. The way that I'm coping with it is trying not to think too far ahead, trying to just live my life day to day, trying to be as optimistic as possible.
I've mostly spent the time trying to get well and to deal with my grief in a healthy way. Because the day that it happened, when I came home, not only was I in the middle of this terrible grief, but I was furious. I was in a rage. And I've been very angry for the last year.
There was honestly still kind of a feeling of guilt. I felt like I was kind of abandoning the other staff. And I mean the other bedside nurses, because I relied on them when I was working in the ICU and they relied on me. But ultimately, I kind of came to the conclusion that it's not worth putting myself at risk, putting my mental health at risk, my family's health, my wife's health.
Sadly, my mother has since passed away. But not from COVID. And that was the thing, to get her through another year. She said to me one time, I want to live as long as I can. And she did. She did. And so I'm going to claim this year as a victory.
I consider myself pretty fortunate to have gotten COVID actually twice at this point, and that I'm still here. Of course, I feel like the disease itself has really wrecked my body and my mind, but I try to kind of find the silver lining in things, specifically that I'm still living, I'm still breathing, that there is still a future for me, although the future is very uncertain.
To hear the number a million, it's just heartbreaking. If I were to go back to myself the first day in the hospital and say, hey, this is something that's real and it's going to be big, I don't know if I would have believed it.
Something told me in the very beginning of this pandemic that it was not going to be quick and it was not going to be easy. I'm not surprised that we hit a million. To think about one person who I know who died of this would be unfair to the rest. It's so much of a, almost like a blur where the fog is still there and normal needs to be reestablished.
In the days ahead, we will continue to mark this tragic moment and remember some of the people who've lost their lives in this pandemic.